I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka is giving public workers an extra day off during the week for the next 3 months, encouraging them to grow food. Sri Lanka is facing the worst financial crisis in decades. The government struggles to pay for key imports like food, fuel, and medicine. Denise Godwin is with International Media Ministries.
Economic and political crises have broken down what was a fairly stable environment.
Until they were delayed by COVID in April and widespread protests in May, IMM partners were working in a production called The Gospels.
That's actually putting the story of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John into cultural context, because if you go to the Far East, Asia, these people don't have a context for Judeo-Christianity.
Please pray IMM's partners will grow in faith as they learn to trust God. Their country's future, as well as the future of their project, is filled with uncertainty. Jihad is spreading like cancer across Africa, but the Lord is at work here too. Helen Williams is with World Missionary Press.
I've met with several African leaders, and they all feel that this is Africa's time. There's so much that the Lord is doing, and the literature is a large part of that.
Scripture booklets printed by World Missionary Press are the fuel a new partner needs to plant churches in 26 African countries. You can partner with church planters in Africa through World Missionary Press, and we'll show you how at missionnews.org.
These opportunities keep coming, and we cannot meet them without the support of those who pray and give and hold us up before the Lord. We can't just suddenly make it happen. We look to the Lord for the income to buy the paper, to pay for the containers, etc.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.